The habit of looking at faults of others.
She feels bad if her faults are pointed out to her, but she also feels bad if I do not say anything.
No, no, no. She will not feel bad. If you do not point out her mistakes, she will tell you herself that the curry was salty. And she will ask you why you did not say something. That is when you tell her that you do not have to say anything because she would have found out eventually. Instead, you complain, "This soup is too salty," which is accompanied by a look of disgust on your face. You foolish man, what kind of a man are you? How can one keep you as a husband? Such husbands need to be thrown out. Such weak husbands. Is she not able to see her mistakes herself that you have to create a conflict? Why hurt her unnecessarily? She will think to herself, "Don't you think I know that? You always criticize me. You hurt me all the time." Our people, that is the Indian people, deliberately point out minor and obvious mistakes. And that is why their lives are so full of clashes. What do you think? Do you have any objection to thinking a little on this point?
If we point out her mistakes, then she will not make the same mistake again, will she?
Oh-ho! You want a reason to preach. Yes, there's nothing wrong in pointing out her mistakes. What I am telling you is that you can only do so if she appreciates you telling her. If she tells you, "It's a good thing you pointed out my mistake. I was not aware of it," then it is okay for you to do so. Tell me, dear, do you appreciate it when he points out your mistakes?
No, Dada.
What is the point in showing her the mistake she's already aware of? If there's something wrong with the cooking, will she not know when she eats the meal herself? So there's no need for you to say anything. If she was not aware of her mistake, and you were to point it out to her, she may appreciate it. Only Indian men do this. When I lived on the third floor in Santa Cruz in Bombay, tea used to be brought up to me. Some days they would forget to put sugar in the tea. I would drink the tea, telling Dada within, "Sahib, put some sugar in this tea." And he would. I would drink the tea even if there were no sugar in it. Interference was not my nature. Later on, everyone would be rushing around to bring the sugar. I would ask them, "Why did you bring sugar?" They in turn would ask, "Why did you not ask for sugar? The tea was not sweet." I would reply, "Why do I need to tell you? Do you understand what I'm saying?" I asked one man if he ever pointed out his wife's mistakes. He said she was full of mistakes, so he needed to point them out to her. I told him, "You klutz, you bundle of intelligence. If you were to sell this bundle, no one would give you even 10 cents in return. And here you think your wife is full of mistakes?"
People are often aware of their mistakes, but what if they do not improve? What then?
They cannot improve by you telling them. On the contrary, they get worse. It is only when they think about their mistakes that you can talk to them directly about how they can improve. Communicate openly with her, like you would with a friend. Should you not have a friendship with your wife? You keep friendship with others. Do you argue with your friends daily in this manner? Do you openly point out their mistakes to them? No. That is because you want to keep that friendship. Whereas with your wife you think, "Where can she go now that she's married?" This kind of behavior does not suit us. Make your life like a garden. Your home should feel like you are in a garden. You should not let any problems occur for anyone in the home. The same applies with your children. If they are aware of their mistakes, then you should not point them out to them. You can only show them the mistakes they are not aware of. It is sheer lunacy to exercise dominance as a husband. What is the sign of being a good husband? It is when you do not meet any opposition from your wife. But here, there's opposition all the time. Everyone nags at the woman in the home. That is not a sign of gallantry. Gallant is the man who does not cause any difficulty for his wife or his children in the home. The child may talk back, But if the parents remain unperturbed, that is a real partnership. That is called a real marriage. Children are innocent, naive, and immature. What do you think? What does justice tell you? Draw attention to only the faults they are not aware of or cannot see for themselves. If you nag them about their mistakes they already know of, you will hurt their ego. They will then wait for a chance to repay you. They wait for that opportunity. What is the need for this? There is no need to call their attention to things they already understand. If your problem is too bitter, then you should swallow it alone. How can you allow the women to drink it? After all, we are Mahadevji, that is Lord Mahadev, which symbolizes a being that can swallow all the poisons and bitterness of the world without any complaints or retaliation. Are we not Mahadevji? Men are like Mahadevji. If the situation gets too much, you can tell her, "You don't worry, you go to sleep, I'll take care of it." Don't the poor ladies give us a lot of support in life? So then, how can we afford to have problems with them? If you hurt her in any way, then you should repent for it when alone. Tell her, "From now on, I will not hurt you. I made a mistake. Please forgive me." What kinds of hurt take place in your home? What kind of arguments? What kind of discord? If you both write all this down on a paper and bring it to me, I will solve them all for you in an hour. They occur because of misunderstanding, nothing else. All the problems of the home should stay within the four walls of your home. This is how you should live together as a family. If you make just this much of a change, it is very good. There should be absolutely no quarreling. You should live within your means. If you do not have enough money, then you should not be in a hurry to buy saris. You should be conscious of not putting your husband in a financial difficulty. Spend only if you have the money.
Overheated radiator of a car.
If sometimes the husband comes home late because of some unavoidable circumstances, the wife will comment, "Huh, why did you come home so late?" Does she not realize that he knows he is late? He is already feeling uncomfortable about being late, and then on top of that, she has to nag him about it. The poor man. Talking this way is meaningless. Do you understand all this? So if he comes home late someday, then you have to see what kind of a mood he is in. If he is not in a good mood, give him a nice cup of tea and put him in a good mood before he sits down for dinner. Don't you offer a cup of tea to a policeman if he comes to your house, even if you are not in a good mood? This is your own husband. Shouldn't you please him? He is your own, so you have to make him happy. Many of you know what happens when a car gets overheated. Do we hit it with a stick or do we come up with ways to cool the radiator? Similarly, you have to cool the radiator. You have to turn on the fan. Can you not do that?
How can I stop him from drinking so much brandy?
When he sees love in your home, he will stop everything. He is ready to stop anything for love. When he does not see love at home, he falls in love with the brandy. He will fall in love with something or the other. He will wander around on the beach all day. You foolish man, what are you going to find on the beach? Go home, why don't you? But he will say, "But I don't like it at home."
Should you improve others or yourself?
All these relationships are relative and temporary. Many husbands become so obsessed in trying to improve their wives that it destroys the love between them. He thinks he has to improve her. You fool, why don't you improve yourself? Improve just once. Besides, she is not yours permanently. She will leave you when she leaves this world. One day, your relationship will end. This is just temporary, so take care of her. Come to an agreement with her and enjoy her company in harmony.
Prakriti, that is a person's inherent characteristics, tendencies, personality, etc., cannot be improved. But shouldn't our worldly interactions improve?
People do not understand the nature of worldly interactions. If people knew how to interact for just half an hour, it would be more than enough. What is the definition of worldly interaction? It is to remain superficial. Understand that the worldly life is not the absolute reality. People believe this world to be the ultimate truth and reality. The truth of this world is a relative truth. It is all relative and temporary. Right worldly interaction does not mean insisting on the truth. People believe that insistence on the truth is the right worldly interaction. This type of behavior is of no importance when it comes to salvation and real freedom. Stop fretting and get your work done. Worldly interaction means paying back what was taken and taking back what you had given. If someone says you do not have any sense, you should realize that it is time for you to pay back what you had given to him in the past life. Understanding this principle is called the right or correct worldly interaction. At the moment, nobody has the correct worldly interaction. The one who understands worldly interaction as being worldly in nature, that is temporary, is truly free. Someone may tell you, straighten out your wife. But if you try to straighten her, you yourself will become crooked. Therefore, don't try to straighten her. Accept her the way she is. It is a different matter if you have a permanent relationship with her. But after this one life, she will be away somewhere with someone else. You both have different timings of death. You both have different karma. Nothing can be given or taken and nothing can be changed. Where she will go from here, who knows? You may straighten her up and she will end up going to someone else in the next life. Only he who has improved himself can improve others. Prakriti cannot change, nor can it be controlled by threats. It is because of all such threats that these worldly problems continue. Prakriti worsens with threats. If you are really concerned about improving your spouse, do not quarrel or create conflicts with her. Some hard-headed person will come along for her improvement. How can you destroy someone who is under your protection? Your highest aim should be to protect her even if she is at fault. See how these Pakistani prisoners are protected despite being prisoners here? Whereas this is your wife. Is she not your own? Outside the home, men become cowards, but at home they fight.